last couple of weeks, and I don't know, maybe God's just saying this is the time for you to use it. I'm going to make a statement, and then we'll read a bit of the Bible, and then I'll try and justify the statement that I made so you don't all think I'm crazy. Doing good works, doing good things, is wrong. Okay, that's my statement. Doing good things is wrong. Could we turn, please, to the letter of Ephesians and chapter 2. It's just two verses I'd like to read. It's Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. And it says there, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I'll read that again. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now, my statement was that doing good is wrong. I don't mean that doing good is wrong for society. Doing good is great for society. If you do good things, society flourishes. The people around you benefit. But you yourself, what benefit do you get? You might get the praise of the people around you. It might go unnoticed. But beyond that, there's nothing in it for you. Okay? If you have come to this church in the hope that doing good and coming to this church is going to benefit you in any way, I'm telling you, you're wasting your time. Coming to this church will not help you in what really matters. The only thing that really matters in life is what happens at the end of it. And that's your destination. You have two destinations. You have heaven and you have hell. In order to get to heaven, you have to have faith. You have to trust in Christ as your only Saviour. If you try and add to that with good in order to get you to heaven, you're wasting your time because you're not putting your entire faith in Christ. If you are doing good thinking that, well, I've done so many bad things, but if I do so many more good things, then God will take me in a sort of balance and say, well, the good things outweigh the bad. Let me tell you this. One bad thing in your life outweighs every good thing you do. There are many philanthropists in this world of varying religions, of some of no religions, that do truly great things for society. But if they have done one thing wrong, told a little white lie, that is enough to keep them out of heaven forever. So what we have to ask ourselves is, well, if doing good things doesn't get me into heaven, what does? And it said in the passage there, it is the gift of God. Now, I don't know about you, but it's my little brother's birthday today, and I gave him a gift. It wasn't a particularly good gift. It was a little DVD. He was quite happy. Good. Right. Box ticked for this year. Good brother. But it's not a gift if he then pulls out his wallet and tries to give me money for it. It then ceases to be a gift, and it starts to be something that he's earned. So if we have been given this gift from God and try and do anything in order to earn that, it's no longer a gift. It's no longer something that he's given for free. Therefore, it is no longer what he's given. Therefore, we can't have it. Does that make sense? That our attempt to do something in return has negated our ability to get it, because it is a gift. It's something that is entirely from him. And when we start trying to do something ourselves to earn it, it changes itself. So that was really all I wanted to say, was that we have to go through the one avenue that God has given us. And that's not to be good, although, as I said, being good is not a bad thing, kind of. But it depends on your motives. If you're being good in order to earn your way into heaven, you're wasting your time. But if you're being good because you want to thank God for what he's done for you after you've become a Christian, after you've put your faith in Christ, that's okay. I'll let you away with that. Okay, thank you.